Hello, friends. The groups that are on duty today are Croatia and Italy, number 2, and we're going to move to Italy 2.
Buongiorno, amici speciali. Oggi mi hanno chiesto di esprimere le mie sensazioni sul Rav. Bene, io vi dico con gioia che sento il Rav sempre presente, ogni volta che nasce in noi una mancanza di direzione, proprio come un padre sempre pronto a guidarci per mano, ma anche a lasciare la nostra mano per farci camminare da soli. Lui ha fatto con noi un patto dove c'è scritto che farà di tutto perché possiamo arrivare alla meta. Sento dietro questo impegno la proposta.
I'll do everything to reach the goal. I feel this commitment and this love that will last forever, love that is unconditional, shows us the importance of society on this path. Dear Rav, we are very thankful to the Creator.
Attraverso sensazioni di connessione.
And this morning as well, we are ready that you will lead us like children who want to grow through the sense of our connection and pass it on to the whole of humanity. We are strengthening, renewing the covenant with you and humanity and the Creator like one big family. L'chaim.
I want to add to my friend this wonderful introduction of my friend, the confidence that the Creator is with us. And I want to express the absolute confidence in the Creator, because it truly comes from the heart. Because from the heart we feel that Rav leads us and will bring us to the goal. And in all these states we can...
La fede nel nostro Rav e la fede nella nostra.
We have the confidence in the Creator, we have the confidence in our Rav, and we have the confidence in our Ten.
Non ci sarà niente che ci possa fermare. Arriveremo.
When we have those three things together, there is nothing that can stop us. And we will reach the goal for sure. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim, we will read a source excerpt. This is from Shamati 40. What is the measure of faith in the Rav? Only one who is already in single authority can discern and know the truth. Hence, one must trust the opinion of one's Rav and believe what his Rav tells him. It means that one should go as his Rav told him to do. And although one sees many arguments and sees many teachings that do not go hand in hand with the opinion of his Rav, one should nevertheless trust the opinion of one's Rav and say that what he understands and what he sees in other books that do not cohere with his Rav's opinion, one should say that as long as he is in multiple authorities, he cannot understand the truth. One cannot see what is written in other books that truth, the truth that they say. Moving on to Italy 2.
Question for the active workshop is, how can we work between us in unity during the lesson in common annulment towards each other? Once again, how can we work between us in unity during the lesson in common annulment towards each other?
All our work is just work in this, in annulment towards Rav, first of all. Annulment before the whole system. That's where we start because of the gap that we know and understand and feel. So first of all, in doing, we come and connect to the anchors.
First of all, we put aside all our feelings of the ego, connect our hearts to each other, smile at each other, show a good example, importance, participate, and inside we pray that my friends will reach the Creator, and together we draw the light. Marcus.
Everything aside except for the desire to adhere to the upper, to the Creator through Rav, through the whole society, to the whole world, Kli, through our ten. And we will want to also feel this responsibility of our role towards the lower ones.
כן, ככה אני נמס במרכז העשירייה.
Yeah, that's how I melt in the center of the ten, and how we want to feel that we are together in our hearts, and we're asking the Creator that the light that reforms will come in this lesson to connect us, to unite us, and dwell between us. And open our ability to speak to the people. And for all of that, we nullify before each other, before the Rav. We want to put our own minds aside, which are the calculations of the will to receive, and let the quality of bestowal prevail.
כן, המאמץ הוא כל הזמן להחשיב את ה...
The effort is constantly in making the friends more important than me, trying to enter into them and feel their hearts, and through that to calibrate ourselves and qualify the hearts to be similar to the quality of bestowal. That's the field in which we attain advancement.
זה מה שעושים בשיעור, עושים יש עליון.
This is what we do in the lesson. There is the upper one, there is the method, and as students who want to walk this path, we have to nullify and accept everything, and we get it from each other, the appreciation towards the upper one, the great one, encourage each other to nullify.
Yes, according to our preparation, we want to nullify like a small one before a great one, and to be under the influence of the Rav, to walk with him, but also with all the Kabbalists and what he says, in order to draw the light, in order to come closer to one another, in order to come to unity.
יש לנו רב קבוצה וספרים.
We have the Rav, the group, the books. The more we can use these means to receive the light reforms during the lesson, that's by our nullification, first of all, to nullify our pride, our desire to be to be alone and unique, but always work on connection, and through that receive the power that we get through the study.
As we heard yesterday about being that pipeline between the upper world and the upper force and all the world and being in the middle, for this we just need to simply dedicate ourselves, devote ourselves and be what we're supposed to be for the whole world.
So we have an opportunity now, 3 hours, to do everything we said together. Enjoy for the whole world, Kli, to raise our prayers to humanity so the light continues from us and makes corrections. Marcus.
Ho detto che per me è la prima volta e che dove trovo questo lo trovo nel
fatto. Siamo in onda.
Damir, lo sentiamo tra Damir. Damir, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Damir.
Open your microphone, Damir.
Open your microphone, Damir.
So the question for the active for the silent workshop will be: let us give gratitude to the Creator for giving us the opportunity to study together. So the question for the silent workshop will be: let us give gratitude to the Creator for giving us the opportunity to study together.
I'm repeating the question for a silent workshop. Let's give gratitude to the Creator as He gives us the opportunity to study with Rav.